Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. And if I sound excited and enthusiastic, I'm so totally not. So this is a Sports Scales of Truth, a Kansas City Chiefs react. And this is kind of a new thing that we're doing here on the Scales of Truth. And therefore, one of the things, in case you haven't watched it before, my nephew DeMarcus is with me. How are you doing, Marcus? DeMarcus?
Oh, well, I could be better, that's for sure. After that one, not doing too well. I might just end it all.
Don't do it. Man, good thing you weren't around when I was suffering through all those Kansas City Chiefs years. I wouldn't have made it to 35.
No. I think what's worse is just knowing the fact that we're supposed to be good. I'd be more at terms with it if we were supposed to be bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, obviously the Chiefs lose on a rough opportunity because, you know, the way the week and go ahead and pipe in now. We're just going back and forth, so feel free to pipe in. But, you know, the week set up, you know, all of a sudden we have a chance, even with the Denver win, to make them 3-2. Where they beat Philly and look like a real team, and Philly has its own cracks. It's just finally truly revealed with a loss instead of a close victory. You know, we have a chance to be tied atop of the AFC West after starting 0-2, and, well, that doesn't happen. So pretty disappointing. Do you have box score in front of you? So feel free to just kind of talk about box score if you want to. And then we'll kind of go through game, kind of as the game flowed after box score, but just for a general thoughts on, you know, what the box score looks like, if you want to run that down.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and start with the Jaguar side of things, just because Trevor Lawrence, nothing crazy, 18 for 25, 221 yards, one touchdown, one pick. He was fine in this game. He really pulled together at the end, especially, and stopped having mental errors, because that's what was killing them in the beginning, and that's what made them lose their one loss. Should be two, but he really pulled himself together, but he didn't have to put the team on his back. He had two rushing touchdowns as well, you know, for 10 carries, 54 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I should probably give him a little more credit, but as a passer, you know, pretty B-plus game.
He was resourceful.
And then he was actually the leading rusher on the team. Travis Etienne, 12 carries for 50 yards, 4 yards per carry. Nothing too crazy there. I mean, it's a super – what really bothers me about this box score is it looks like they should have lost. Minus of the two rushing touchdowns from the quarterback, you know, you look at this box score and there's nothing that stands out.
Yeah, there really isn't. I mean, we contained – ATN was looking has had a really productive year, and we did what we usually do, which is generally contain running backs. So I agree. Go ahead.
Yep. And I guess we'll go ahead and pop over to the, and I'll give credit Brian Thomas.
Yeah,
he had 80 yards.
He's a guy who's been, I feel like he's, I think I've read that he's been dropping some things here and there, not been super reliable. So he had a decent game. And look at that long. What do you have for a long on your stats
on Brian Thomas?
Yeah.
Actually, it doesn't show it for some reason.
33 yard long, so six targets, four receptions, and then Travis Hunter, pretty good, really.
I mean, he was minus the one insane catch, which was insane. I'll give him that. It was awesome.
He climbed the ladder.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, I mean. So, not a crazy game at all.
Not crazy, but 3 for 3 for 64 with a long of 44. So the other two are averaging 10 apiece. So nothing wrong there. Yeah. Okay, go ahead with the Chiefs side.
Yeah, so Chiefs side of things, I thought Mahomes looked fantastic until, you know, the third quarter when the entire team just decided to take a nap.
And I thought he looked very good, too. Short, literally one mistake.
Yeah, I mean, he looked completely sharp, like he has all season. I mean, he's been dialed in from start to finish since week one. Not even kidding. Even in week one, he looked very good, even though the stats weren't perfect. He was literally putting the entire team on his back. I feel like he had to do that a lot less this game. He was wheeling and dealing. Like, he was dealing really, really nice, you know, spreading the ball around. Everybody was getting it. And then, you know, all of a sudden, Andy, you know, just does this thing that he's done for the past – 7 years where not I mean, 10 years where we get a good lead and then we just immediately turn into time management, like clock management.
So he had another 300-yard game, which is I think he had 300 yards last week. But one very costly turnover. I think that was as much scouting as anything. We'll get to that in game script. One touchdown, but he also had a rushing touchdown. Led the team again in rushing, but that didn't bother me too much. Because
I was just about to touch on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I'm glad our running backs themselves did look good. I mean, Kareem had 7 yards per carry. Pacheco had 5 yards per carry. We just didn't run a lot. I was kind of disappointed that Breshad Smith didn't really get touches on the rushing side of things, but I don't think it would have saved us at all. So
he did get the ball a few times, so I do feel like they're cranking him up a little bit. I'm glad they used him again. You know, he got 3 receptions for 32 yards.
I will say the best thing in the stat line is look at all the I mean, it's you can tell Patrick really did a great job of spreading the ball around.
Yeah, spread out. I mean, think Thornton had 90 yards or something. That might have all been first half. Now I think
seriously,
about it.
Yeah, no, it was because he early on had 3 receptions for 90 yards. Yeah, no, literally, I think it was first quarter, maybe.
Yeah. So we'll see that when we go game script. But Travis also, we were hoping for a Travis sighting, and we got it for sure. What did I hope for? I said, hopefully, you know, kind of 6 to 9 targets, and he catches 5 to 6 of those, and he gets about 60 yards or so. And what do we got? We got 61 yards. We'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, not much more production we can really squeeze out of him nowadays. So we'll take that. And a touchdown.
Marquise, solid. Outside of one disappointment we'll get to, he had, as far as yardage, he was fine. He's about what you expect. 48 yards, only caught half of them, but that's not all his fault. One of them definitely was. Xavier, I thought the mix was fine in that he got 9 targets. I was a little worried.
He was also questionable coming into the game, too. Apparently he had like a swollen ankle or something.
Yeah, I heard that. All right, so as far as just first downs, I'll take those. I mean, time of possession, pretty similar, but the Chiefs were ahead on that. The Chiefs were ahead 26-21 in total first downs, ahead by 2-11-9 in rushing TDs, and ahead 15-8 in passing first downs. But the Jaguars got 4 on penalties. Even on third down conversions, 5 of 9. Total net yards, just basically a thumping. But on the other hand, the Jaguars look very productive. But we outgained them 476 to 319. Again, the rushing was about where we'd like it. They didn't do anything crazy, 109, and we outrushed them 158 to 109. Granted, 60 of those were Mahomes, but on the other hand, Lawrence got quite a bit of rushing. So, penalty yards were not good. We'll get to
109,
that.
I think, on 13 of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had one turnover, but Jacksonville had 2, and both quarterbacks had an interception. So with that, we've got a game script, and you know, it started out pretty slow, which was convenient for me because I was taking a nap. And first drive, you know, not much there. Five plays for 8 yards for Jaguars. So, you know, defense, I presume, was semi-locked in. And then the second drives, Chiefs were 8 for 50, but it was a punt. And what I didn't like about this, though, I didn't see it, but it was a typical man. Look where they finished that drive. A third and two on the Jaguar 46. How close are you to a scoring drive there? You're about 5 yards. Now, you may not have given, you know, given the way Butker's looked this year, you may have not gone for it in 5 yards, but certainly you're where you get one more first down and you're third and two. Now you're talking about you can get a nice field goal and start 3-0, and instead you needed a punt.
That was a weird one. That was a really weird incompletion, the one to Travis. It was like, you know, Travis Hunter was guarding him, and he kind of had him beat, you know. It just looked like mistiming, maybe, or Travis stopped fully running. It was weird.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. So then another one, kind of uneventful, was four plays for 13 yards. And I gave you this game script. If you want to look at it and just talk about that next 11 plays for 87 yards, and I'll go ahead and just chime in wherever I want to. If you remember that drive or look at that drive script.
Yeah, we just looked precise. We looked like we were doing what we wanted to do and what we can do, you know. And it's so frustrating to me that we lost when we had a drive like that and the drive like the next one, because we show how capable we are, and then we just completely let our feet off the gas, you know.
During that 11-play, 87-yard drive, I don't know if you saw it, but it didn't end up being an awful thing, just something I noted because of the way it ended. But Tyquan had totally beaten his guy down at about the 7 or 10. And Patrick hit him, but it wasn't – Tyquan definitely had to slow down. So a little bit of imprecision there. He slowed down to get the ball. Almost looked like he didn't catch it, but they ruled he did.
Patrick was being tackled when he let go of it.
Okay.
It was a heavy blitz, blitz on that play.
Yeah, because I have that he did get hit, but not awfully. So I wasn't sure if that affected it or not. And then we had an attempt with Worthy in the end zone, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, a more polished, more established veteran receiver, you know, he's gotten a lot more games in him than Worthy has, you know, probably comes down with that. Like a CeeDee Lamb, Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, Jamar. Probably makes that catch, gets his foot down. It was still a good effort, you know.
Yeah.
His hands are there. His hand-eye coordination's there, 1,000%. Yeah. Just got to get the foot down. He's moving so fast. I couldn't do it, obviously.
Didn't get the toe drag swag, but otherwise the hands were good. Good effort by the second-year guy, or we're wondering, is he a speed guy? Or we know that he has some wide receiver skills. You know, he's not just some project where he still has to learn. But here and there you see that he doesn't have the polish just yet. But that's okay, because we finished that drive with a Kelce TD, and this was great. I'm thinking, man, that's some preparation, because all of a sudden Mahomes holds up one finger. It looks like it's going to be an illegal pick. But I didn't know this. Did you know this rule?
No, I'm not going to. No, I didn't.
So something about it, you'd think it would be a pick at the line. If it's within 1 yard, it's not a pick. And so Juju stays within 1 yard. Some people question it, but looking back, it was like at the 2 yard, and he was touching the guy before the 1 yard. Mahomes even held up one finger to go, that's within 1 yard, so we get that score. And then the Jaguars have this big, long drive, which is, you know, kind of indicating, man, they're looking pretty good offensively. So go ahead and cover that if you want.
Yeah, that drive was really nice. And I knew, you know, even though we did get the fumble at the end, you know, that's what I knew. I was like, well, this game isn't over yet, and we're going to have to stay focused, you know, if we want to run away with it. But, I had full confidence at that point, you know, and I wasn't worried about this game at all, genuinely. But so we get through that drive, you know, Trevor looks nice. He's not making mental mistakes. And then, bam, right there at the end, Bolton makes the beautiful play to knock it out. George catches it midair.
Yeah. As he's trying to get it, just reaching with his 6'6" frame to try to just cross the line, and that's as close as you got. Bolton nose to knock it out, and it was within fractions of an inch. It just wasn't enough to overturn. It was interesting. So, yeah, 10 plays, 59 yards, but they don't end up scoring. We get at the two-yard line. So yeah,
and I think a big reason the Jaguars win this game is because Liam Cohen did a really nice job of keeping his quarterback's head in the game after that, you know, because Trevor has dealt with those mistakes. You know, he has a ton of fumbles ever since coming into the league, but yeah. Liam did a really good job.
So next drive, I mean, we're starting at the 2, and Kareem just bails us out. I had it all the way to the 37, but first down, he gets a great run, easily his best all year, I believe. And then we had Xavier for a screen. We had Hollywood Brown with good yak, like 16 total on a nice catch for about 3 or so in the air. And then that next play, I don't remember exactly where we were on the field at that point, but we were about midfield, give or take. All of a sudden, like, Patrick has all day back there. All day. And I like the way the line looked generally today.
Yeah,
and it was so long that it was eventually a completion to Thornton, but replay showed Thornton's kind of in the middle on maybe a deep crosser. And then he's like, I guess I should just keep going. And he finds an empty spot. And it was only a 3-man rush, so that was part of it. It was, in essence, for me, basically a broken play. But, yeah, that got us way down there. I forget exactly where, 10, 15 yard or something like that. And then we cashed it in, if you want to mention that. It was a keeper to the right by Patrick Mahomes off a pretty good fake, and that finishes. And we're thinking 14-0. What did I text you, nephew?
Let's have a look. Well, what did you text me?
Let's finish this. Let's make it 21-0 and rest. And I don't remember if I said rest in fourth quarter. Then we, instead of 14-0, we have the next drive.
Yeah. Do you want to go straight to the Chiefs next drive?
No, 18 plays, 62 yards. This ends with a touchdown, and all of a sudden the Jags are back to 14-7. So really good drive there. We did get, I think, a penalty or two here. We got a PI that held up. They did try to keep running. And, all the way down there, 3rd and 2 on 7. And then eventually they quick out left in the end zone for 14-7. So then what happened after that? Oh, yeah, after 14-7, then, of course, this is what happens.
5 plays, 2 yards.
5 plays, 2 yards, ball at the 35. Stuffed with a worthy end around, and I kind of said, listen, I want to use worthy, but not with too many end arounds, and we did it. And then, and it was 5 plays included. I think when they say 5 plays, it just includes the initial return.
Right.
And then I think down at 7, Noel Williams touched too early. I think maybe they got it further out than, I don't remember. But then we have a Jack.
Oh, it just. He caught it without letting it continue to bounce. I actually noticed that, too.
Yeah, so now we got a Jaguars drive, but it ends in halftime. So there's just we even sacked them at half. Patrick was good for like something like 14 for 17 for 164. His passing touchdown, his rushing touchdown had already happened. Thornton was already 3 for 90. Travis was almost to 100 receptions on Monday Night Football. Career-wise, he's at 99, so I'm pretty sure he hit that. So then we start out the third quarter with a little bit of a reprieve because, we screwed away in 3 and out.
Yeah, great opportunity to run away with it, you know, and make up for the empty drive right after, you know, the 14-7 that we kind of still got away with. And 1st and 10, run up the middle for absolutely nothing, because that's how we love to start games and start halves. every single time. I would bet money on it. Hand off up the middle from the shotgun where you have zero momentum and you got to run 5 yards to even break even. It drives me insane. Second and 10, check down to Kelce for 8. Pretty good. You know, that's a good response to your nothing handoff. And then third and 2, awful throw to the far left, incomplete. 2 3 and outs in a row.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me, that was like, I know you screwed it up, but here you still have a chance now to go up, would have been a 21-14 at the time. Was that where we were?
Yeah, it would have been 21-7, right? Didn't we go into the half 14?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant that. You're right. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
It would have been 21-7 at the time. We just need to extend this drive to a scoring or better and just not have a three and out. And instead, we get to a second, third and 2, and can't cash it in. So sure enough, it comes back to bite us. Jaguar drives a 9 plays, 82 yards, touchdown, first and 10. Etienne, again, didn't have any great, great day, but I like how they continue to try to use him. And I think overall, they probably had more rushing touches, but I could be wrong. Hunter had a huge catch downfield. And this was a magnificent catch. This was in between like a Connor and somebody else, maybe Hicks. I don't remember.
Not playing the game, but, you know, in any other given circumstance, you know, that's...
Yeah, just that too early for play of the game, but it was a huge catch. And he climbed the ladder, man. But then that was a first and 10, somewhat far down. Then it was more that made him, got him pretty far downfield. It's not like they were, you know, in the red zone yet. And they did an end around, and we have illegal contact, auto first down. They got about 7 and a second and 3. They got their backup running back for 4th and 1. And then they get that. I'm sorry, that was 2nd and 3. Running back gets the first. They have a 1st and 10 at the 12. Run up a middle for a couple. And then... they cash it in if you want to catch that play on 2nd and 8.
Yeah, where T-Law just scrambled straight up the middle, basically.
Yep, so all of a sudden we're tied. This one's rough. This drive, if you want to talk about it, looks great. Looks very, very promising. Looks good.
Well, and this is where I have to apologize to the Chiefs fans, because this is where I started my leg day, because it was leg day. I worked a 9-hour shift, you know, and I had to get it done. And so I took off my Mahomes jersey, you know, because I'm not about to put a barbell on my nice jersey. And because I took it off, we started to frantically fall apart, unfortunately. So I apologize to the universe and to Chiefs fans everywhere.
And your uncle.
I actually didn't see this drive, so I don't know if you want to cover it, but
I can cover it.
Is this one of the ones where we had ridiculous penalties, or?
So, 1st and 10 on the 32, middle to Worthy. Worthy hit it, but was shaken up a little bit. He did come back in soon. We're on 2nd and 1, so now we're at about 40-ish or so. We get the first down with Pacheco. Pacheco looked to a right here and there. Big drop back out to Pacheco, basically for 0, but he runs for a first down. Throws to the left to Pacheco, basically at the line of scrimmage. He runs for it. 1st and 10, quick to the right, about 6 yards ahead of the line. I believe it's quick to Xavier. And they get slightly more yards, about 6 yards ahead of line. He gets another yard or so. So we're 2nd and 4. Pacheco up middle. He gets veers slightly left and runs to about the 31. So that's pretty good on 2nd and 4. We're rolling. Breshard Smith to the left, a screen for about 13 yards. So now we're, you know, in the red zone. 1st and 10 at the 16. Shotgun. Easy, just easy. I think it might be that there was a blitz, but Patrick saw it, so he's like, I'm just going to toss that nice pass, which over to Thornton. But he didn't have touch, and he totally over-tossed to Thornton. and Thornton didn't have a chance off to the right. He was open, but it was just overthrown, or they weren't on the same page or something. But just way it
happened a lot. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Second and 10, tried a screen, but then Mahomes takes it for 8. Like, I think they're like, there's a screen. Nope, we can't do it. So Mahomes saw that. Third and 2, then. So we're still in the red zone. I just forget exactly where. On the 8 or the 12, I don't remember, middle to Hollywood, and he gets blasted at about the 4, but has good hands, holds on to it. So first and goal, straight up the middle. This is at about the 4, something like that, to Kareem. And
I just read the added word at the end.
Yeah, dipshits. It's my new favorite term. Been that way for about a year. So straight up the middle for nothing. And no, I get that. But, you know, Kareem feels, I feel like he's good for third and short and fourth and short. Not first and short. I don't understand how, but somehow he's magic in third and short and fourth and short. But I'm like, first and goal, how about we be creative here? And then on second goal, we throw it a quick pass, I think maybe Juju right in the middle. And Devin Lloyd, who's had all those interceptions, jumps in front of it. I'm just like, is that all you got? Like, right in the middle of traffic. But I know some of those passes happen that way. And Juju's been, you know, fairly reliable. But, yeah, right in the middle of traffic, the guy who has the most interceptions gets it and goes the whole 99 yards for a touchdown. And the Jaguars are up. I don't know why I put 20-14. It must have been 21-14.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So then were you back at it come the next drive?
Yeah. I was kind of like popping in and out during that one too, but I just, you know, I didn't get to fully grasp the entire thing.
So now we're like, it's okay. We can lean on the defense. We're going to have to lean on the defense. And you said to me, I said something like, we're losing this game. We have all this stupid, I don't remember if I'd said this yet, but in essence, Texas Tech ad hoc, who the hell knows? This does not look like precise offense. We don't have that precise drives, it seems like, anymore sometimes. Except here and there, once out of every 5 drives, you go, oh. And so, anyway, we have to lean on the defense. Go ahead with that, Chiefs. So, you know, it's like, okay. Yeah. We get the drive again, and so it's ours. It's our ball again.
Yeah, that interception, I think Patrick just saw his receiver and just got too excited and tried to rifle it in there. I don't know. That one's on Patrick, you know, but I'll take that, you know, whatever. So we got first and 10 to Xavier for 10-plus. I guess, did he drop it? I guess I'm reading this weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, so go ahead. Eventually, we get to second 10. I'm not exactly sure where.
Okay. Man, this sucks. Yeah, because I did not know what happened to get us to first and 19 later in this drive.
Yeah, which is too bad because, you know, we did have a good start here.
Right.
You know, Xavier for over 10. We had Worthy for 9. Again, he retreats slightly, just trying to do that hole where you back up for a second. But still, we get to third and 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, so third and 2, Mahomes has a nice scramble for 9 to get the first down. And then we're seeing first and 10, Pacheco to the left for about 6, but there's a flag for holding on Kingsley. So this is where we really start to get bad with the flags, I'm assuming. Yeah. All right, first and 19, air out for no good reason, stupid play, no one close to Worthy. He's a second-year guy. Hunter limped off. Oh, yeah, I did see where Travis walked off like he was hurt. I was thinking he was probably
I mean, it's first and 19. It's not first and 75. I'm like,
To me, you try and pick up like a nice 7 to 10 here, you know? Yeah, just get yourself
You are now behind. It is not desperation time. It's just first and 19. So that's why that play.
We do the same thing. Oh, wait. Yeah, we got delay a game first. I forgot about that crap. That one pissed me off. So now we're at second and 24. And in my opinion, you should try and do the same thing. Pick up 7 to 10. Make it third and possible. But no, we just launch it into the air, which, you know, I like the idea. I really do because it's so much – I'm so sick of when it's second and long or third and long, and we do a nice little screen pass or hand up off the middle.
Well, sure, but, you know, 8 or 10, not another 30-yard play.
No, I agree. I completely agree. You look for something over the middle or have a nice little crossing concept that's going to give us a nice 7 to 10, maybe even 15. But, yeah, no, so, no, instead we just chuck it up again, 3rd and 24, and then same thing. Chucks it deep and was not a good decision. So we go negative and we punt.
Yeah, and the Thornton play, I've heard other commentators say this, and one of Patrick's only weaknesses is he does not put air underneath long balls. I guess he just sees it so quick, but no one has coached him back to, like, man, Thornton's got a lead on somebody. Could just give a little air for adjustment. He does not do that.
Nice Russell Wilson moon ball, yeah.
Or somewhere in between. Josh has a better one. For being the generation's best quarterback, that's one of his very few weaknesses. Yeah. So, yeah, 3rd and 24, deep drop again. And then he just holds and scrambles. Like, I just felt like that was the most Texas Tech this off. And all I mean by that is you don't have time to prep in college. You're trying to do something, but you do have time to prep in the NFL. Do you not ever consider when you might just need to get to a first down period, even though you're 1st and 19? That one was, to me, easily the worst drive and the worst reaction, given that you're now behind.
I would have said that was the worst drive of the year, but we both watched the Giants game, so.
Yeah. So Jaguars drive, 2 plays for 3 yards, and you said, hey, have some faith. Yep. And it's like,
well, because, man, it's like, you know, I've watched this.
No, you're not wrong. I'm just pointing it out.
No, I mean, I know I was right, but it's just. It's
and the
just
reason, as soon as you say have some faith, what happens?
We immediately go, we shut them down, and we make it mean nothing, which the interception, we got bailed out. It should have got called back. Their drive should have continued, but we'll take it. I also.
So we have a short drive. Said, yeah, go ahead.
I texted you and said, we're such a momentum based team. It's annoying. And then we got an interception. I said, yeah, see, watch, we're going to score because we have momentum now. Like, it's nothing. And 3 plays, 19 yards, touchdown, easy touchdown. Because we're a momentum-based team, it's like, I hate it because it's like we're like women, you know? It's just, we go completely feeling-based or something.
Yeah.
It's really irritating.
So Jaguars drive, then we're tied. The and there's still plenty of time. I forget what it is, but it's only 9 plays, 20 yards here. So I'm thinking it's kind of early fourth. I didn't mark it. But 9 plays, 20 yards. They do get a field goal. There's a long kickoff return. And so all they need is 20 yards to get into field goal range. Lawrence scrambles again. Pretty resourceful again. We do get defensive holding on Naughty, which confused me.
I never even saw it. And I never saw the replay or anybody talk about it.
I was confused on that because it was a toss right.
It's like a 4-yard run, was it not?
Yeah, it was only about 5, I think. And
I want to know how a defensive lineman got a holding call on a run.
Yeah, I didn't get it either, but I also didn't look very closely or miss it.
Me either.
So then they do a skinny post. McDuffie has a great play on it.
Yeah, that was nice.
And then there was a fake screen to left and back to right to ATN. Tranquil makes a great play. Just very, very good considering the misdirection and stuff. But then, you know, we get 3rd and 13, and they make some yardage because of that, because they do go over the middle to Hunter for about, he veers back left, gains 8. And so now we're at 4th and 5, and it puts it within manageable. So I'm not going to blame that. I mean, you're going to give up some yardage on 3rd and 13, but it's 4th and 5. You get 52-yard attempt. All of a sudden, the Jaguars are up 24-21. But the clock is in a little bit weird situation because we've seen this many times over going to all the Super Bowls we've gone to and all the championships we've gone to. It's a matter of where the clock is as the fourth quarter starts rolling out. So, yeah, we're behind by three, but there's 8:08 left. So go ahead and cover that next drive.
Yep, and from this point, I said in my mind, I said, we need to score with 5 minutes left. And unfortunately, we did a long drive because I was worried if we had a nice long drive, we'd leave just enough for them. And it's pretty much exactly what happened.
Pretty hard to milk off 8 minutes. So it's almost easier to do some drive in 3 minutes or 5 minutes.
Absolutely. But so, I mean, 15 plays, 86 yards, touchdown. Fantastic. You know, fantastic on paper. But we just left them too much time. All right, so we'll get straight into this. Out to the 30, three flags, illegal double team block, half the distance to the goal. Yep. And that's what.
It happened twice, by the way.
How did we get to, like, the 14? We started at the 14 here?
Yeah. Both two times, I think we've got a promising young rookie. I can't remember if he's a linebacker or what. But it was on him twice that was a half distance to goal. So that didn't help. But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember who it was too, but I can't remember his name. Okay, yeah. So first and 10 with the 14, we hit. Oh, Pacheco to the left for about four. Second and 6 and shotgun motion right. Mahomes pulls down, scrambles to the left for the first down to the 27. So a nice scramble there.
That was really good because he totally saw the rusher on the defensive right end veer in to beat his guy, and there's nobody there. So Patrick sees it right away and goes, "I got room over here because this guy just veered in, and my tackle has leverage here."
Yep. Oh, first and 10, completion to Juju for 9 yards. I remember that one. He got hit kind of hard there, and I was like, man, Juju's become such a nice possession receiver. You know, you can just trust him to hold on to the ball. Second and 1, short run by Pacheco for the first. That's where he fell forward and barely got it. First and 10, release to Pacheco to the left for 6 yards. Second and 4, Mahomes almost gets sacked, but not. Yeah, no, that was a really, really nice play by him.
Oh, yeah, his hand went on the ground. He kind of went right and then went back left to get it.
Yeah, and all the linemen were right there to close off that last tackler. Yeah, no, it was super nice.
And this is important because we hadn't gotten that far up the field yet.
Yeah, no, that saved the drive.
That's about mid. I think that's about midfield, something like that.
It still would have been manageable, you know, but it would have been a lot harder. So now we got first and 10. We hit it off up to Kareem for about 7 yards. Really, really nice hurdle. It was super nice, but it was scary. I thought he was going to get blasted on his way down. But no, he was all good. And so we're letting the clock run. Second and 4, Mahomes to Kelsey for 11 yards. I think that's where he got his 100th reception on Monday Night Football or whatever.
Yeah, to the 30, yep.
Pointless stat, in my opinion.
Well, it's a nice career accomplishment, but yeah, it's definitely a stat nerd stat.
Yeah, for sure. First and 10, quick screen to the right to Rashad Smith for about 5, 2 minute warning.
So now you're going, well, maybe. I mean, that was it's going to be. I don't know why I have first and 10 there. So I might have been wrong there, but point is, we do hit 2 minute warning.
Yeah, so 2 minute warning. From here, I'm like, okay, I think we're at about like the 25 here.
Something like that.
And at this point, I'm like, okay. 2 minute warning. They have all their timeouts. What we need to do here is try to aim for about 5-6 yards per play.
Keep it in the middle of the field.
Don't get too sweet with it. Like, yeah, you don't want to get too sweet with it and risk having to settle for a field goal and tie it up because that's even worse. But and so here we go. So Mahomes scrambles right, hits Hollywood at the right edge of the field to the 5-yard line. Clock stopped, 1:53.
That was the one where it was. Is that a catch? And he had a nice catch, but he also went out of bounds. So
yeah, it was a fantastic catch in my opinion. I mean, the timing of his feet were absolutely perfect. Yeah. But it's just it really sucked because it's exactly why we lost because we just.
We
got down the field too fast.
Jaguars did not have to spend it. Well, maybe they wouldn't have, but, you know, the thing is.
I'm pretty sure.
What's that?
I think they used one timeout.
They did eventually here, but not right there because the guy went out of bounds, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And so, all right, here we are, first and goal from the 5. They handed to Kareem up the middle for 4 yards. And the Jaguars used their timeout to stop it at 1:45. Second and goal, handed to Kareem on second down. And we run right in. I think they let him score, which was smart. And there's a 1:45 left in the game.
Yeah.
And that's the end of our drive.
Yeah, and the thing is, to your point, how do you waste that much time on only 5 yards to go? But you could have at least made them use their if you're going to – yeah, well, you needed a touchdown anyway. So it makes perfect sense, but the clock just didn't work for it.
Yep.
And so then Jaguars have a whole 1:45, 2 timeouts. We have a bad kick that lets them start out at the 40.
Terrible.
And
seriously, terrible.
Yeah. Not good, because now you're just with an easy field goal for tie range, so the pressure's off them for that, right? And we almost get Lawrence. We nearly get a sack, but he scrambles for 6. So you got 2nd and 4. So now you're almost out by midfield already. Jones almost gets a sack, but Chennault and Karlaftis are the ones who, as he tries to veer left, meaning Lawrence, and escape Jones, who drops it, his legs can't quite get there. He does not escape. So it is, they've lost 3 yards. 3rd and 7, a drop back. As there's a fade to Brian Thomas Jr. all the way to the Kansas City 29. Very good throw. And he got out of bounds. Just dropped it in. Maybe the best throw all day. He had several good throws. Did Lawrence. 1st and 10 with 54 seconds left. And again, they got out of bounds. So there's just literally no hurry. This is to Brown, who's one of the wide receivers. Gain of 12 and gets out of bounds to the left. So now you're first and
he's nice.
Yeah, now you're 1st and 10 at the 12, and there's a throw to the end zone. I mean, it's at the goal line. McDuffie defends, and I agreed it was like bang bang, but I thought McDuffie was looking back enough and got there just at the right time and defending the ball. That great defense, but right at the goal line. So now you're 2nd and 10, still 44 seconds left. They get a delay of game, which doesn't really hurt them too much because you're already in the red zone and you can just maybe use a space, but they definitely didn't want
still
that.
Still a pretty stupid mistake.
Yeah, still pretty stupid. They definitely didn't want it. So 2nd and 15, it's a quick right to Brown again. But he almost, it's just a quick little, or I don't want to say it's a screen, but it's just basically a line of scrimmage or something, or behind the line. Almost stopped for loss. He gets away and maybe gains 2. So 3rd and 13 to the end zone. There's pass interference on Connor, I believe. And so at that point, they get it, whatever it is, a 2-yard line or whatever that does.
It would have been it was picked too off of the tip, but yeah, no, that play was upsetting. He didn't get his head around. I mean, if he gets his head around, he probably also has time to just make a good play on it and shut it down right there, and they got to take the field goal. And then we would have had plenty of time to go down and get our own.
Yeah, 1st and goal, Lawrence stumbles, but nobody touches him as he stumbles, which I'm not saying they should have. He stumbled basically right away. His center or his guard stepped on his foot. So he scrambles left, he scores. There's 23 seconds left, so go ahead and cover the last one.
Yeah, and you need to go back and watch it because it's going to upset you. Chris Jones stood still from the time that Trevor Lawrence was on the ground until the time that he walked in. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Not one sprint button was pressed that entire play.
Wow.
So, Chiefs' final misery drive. The kickoff is horrible. Returner looked pretty much slow when he caught it and then decides to run. And then we get a nice penalty. I can't remember who it was that had that penalty, but I'm pretty sure it's the same one.
It's the same guy. The same guy. It was it was a weird. It was just like you got somebody, and then the returner, you know, goes off your left shoulder, and you're being seen as holding him just a little long. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, first and 10, third in the middle where two people were. Yeah, no, that was bad.
It was Kelce and Xavier.
Yeah.
And just another wild throw it up and hope throw where the routes don't even seem right. Because literally the same guys who were involved with destroying a little light-framed receiver's shoulder are now in the exact same damned area where they can be covered by one person. So that didn't make me very happy.
Yeah, no, and it was just a completely forced throw. I mean, in my opinion, dude, you have three timeouts. Look at the Buffalo game as the script. Find something. It doesn't matter. You have three timeouts. Get something. Something. Have a nice crossing concept, and don't throw it when they're meeting in the middle. Like, oh, man. Like, a high-low concept or something right there would have been nice. But, no, so we completely mismanaged that with the play calling. I don't know. Second and 10, crappy slant throw to Brown. Yeah, where it hit freaking Brown in the shoulder, and we totally could have had a chance if he got his head around.
He could have. The commentators on TV thought he might have really got some major yardage, but somewhere in there, practice or whatever, or again, I've said before, I think Brown's been showing up when I wasn't so sure about four games ago and last year.
Yes.
But I've also said they just don't seem to quite be on the same page instinctually.
Yes.
And there it pops him in the damn shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it was Juju. I feel like Juju probably would have been ready, probably would have made the play. I don't know. That play really pissed me off. It was at that point that I knew we definitely lost. And then third and 10, we had Travis for 11 yards, which means nothing. And, the two timeouts in a row because we're on the spectrum. And then just chuck it up. I just chuck up the ball and pray for something and got nothing.
Yeah, and what do you say? You got a bit of the tism? Is that what you're...
Yeah, a sprinkle of the tism, yeah.
A sprinkle of the tism. So all in all, you know, lost opportunity. I think that the Jaguars, they're going to think that now they're champs and they're not. But it's a great victory for them. And it's a great stepping stone. Again, it's like, well, let's just set on a 14-0 lead, even though we've got well over a whole half left. And it's just
when you make one mistake, like a pick six, it means the world.
Yeah, we never learn with that. So, you know, we also, it's almost like we needed a spy, Lawrence. So, you know, they're looking up or feeling pretty darn good, and they should. I was surprised that the defense didn't have a better handle. Because it was at least three really successful drives, maybe that's three with the just incidental fumble, but you know that's a touchdown drive right there too. So they were authentic drives, and I know we still barely lost because we always barely lose when we lose when it's not the Super Bowl and we don't decide not to block. We always barely lose. We never get blown out. But that was truly an authentic win because we had plenty of time to react to the 99-yard touchdown, return. So you can't take anything away from Jacksonville. It's just the Chiefs could have put this away and they could have won, but there's nothing fluky about their win or fluky about our loss. We are just not precise. We make mistakes on the regular, and I will just continue to say it's based on a lack of polish on our team at times. And you can't rely on Spags forever, and we just have been for 2 years. And I just, even though Patrick is what he is, I actually saw some jackass. They do Arrowhead lines on Arrowhead Pride, and they just kind of look around. They go, well, you know, this is just looking around the commentator spectrum, speaking of on the spectrum. And they're like, Patrick Mahomes, you know, we know isn't the quarterback he was. Are you high? Shut up. The offense
is... Sorry if this offends you, but if you think that, you're retarded.
Truly, truly. You can also say, I even gave you permission to use that word on this podcast, I think. Was that the
Did
one?
You? No, you gave me permission to use gay, which I will be using.
Okay, yeah. So, listen, If any of you guys listen on the sports podcast and are offended by that, just wait till you listen to my regular episodes. You're either going to get offended or you're going to get educated. One of the damn two, that's for sure. So
search, no, just wait until the word Israel is brought up.
Yeah. A. B. Going back to the sports thing, we had every reason. Like, we have to play Detroit next week.
Yeah.
How do you not decide we'd better... don't even get me started.
Yeah, like, how do you not decide that we better make this comfortable, just run away with it. Do like the Lions do. Do like the Bills do. Score 40 on them if you can, you know? Because if we go up 21-0, it takes a lot more mental strength to pull together and have a good drive. And they still totally could have, sure. But, man, it's just, it's so frustrating to watch because we never, ever do it. Like, that's why we were so stunned by us absolutely mollywopping Baltimore last week. And that probably was mostly just because of injuries on their defensive side that we just kept on scoring. It was probably genuinely an accident by Andy that we kept on scoring last week.
Yeah, we could genuinely be 2-4 if we don't get our asses in gear. And we cannot get to, we can get to 500, but we have to beat one of the, beat that ass teams in the league to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and so we can get to 500, but we've gone behind the eight ball, and now Broncos are thinking they're the shit. You know, pardon my French, but, you know, you've never heard me cuss before. So they're thinking they're the shit this week, and they're looking good, but now they're like, we didn't need to give them that, you know. It would have been nice just to go for them to go, well, at least we're tied with the Chiefs. We knew they were going to beat Jacksonville, because that's what they do. Now, like, right. We just beat Philly, and the Chiefs didn't beat the Jags. You don't think that's a little bit of underlying? I mean, I know you still got to win the mental battle during an actual game, but you don't think that gives them a little bit of confidence being up and now being ahead of the Chiefs after the Chiefs had a chance to level themselves and also tied with the Chargers, who've, you know, come back down to earth? So,
yeah.
Boy, we'll see.
I'm kind of worried to play them because, you know, Sean Payton, as much as I don't respect him as much as everybody else on the planet does for some reason, is the exact opposite of Andy Reid. He's like aggressive and wants to embarrass you. He's petty, he probably will try to do that, you know. And if he gets the chance to, they will. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think we're going to lose the Broncos. But, you know, I'm going to bring out the name we used to call him. Andy the Friendly Turtle better not show up when we're playing Denver, because they won't have that side to them at all.
Yeah, and I think the other just odd thing, oh, geez, I had a thought on divisions or something, on divisions or what's coming up, and... Mm-hmm. And now I think I've forgotten what it was. It must have had to do with Denver or something. But, yeah, Denver concerns me. Oh, I know what it was. It's that every time you lose or every time someone's pretty successful, people are looking at why. So this is what my concern is. I mean, I know this is the best anybody's looked, I think, in my opinion, top to bottom, from beginning of game to end of game against our defense. Now I know it was just a consistent approach, but it was overall, like, I'm a little worried our defense might be dissected by those who know more things than me as far as what they can figure out and get from that exposure. I don't know what you're thinking there.
What I've noticed this year is that teams are catching on to our blitz patterns, because and this game actually was a little bit better. We didn't do it as regularly and on scheduled routine like we usually do, but like it used to, we'd blitz on practically every single third down that wasn't like a third and four. No, we blitz on almost every single third down. But no, I think teams have been watching film a lot, you know, and they're really, really starting to get used to picking up those blitzes, and we get punished for it a lot more this year.
Did you see?
But no, I think Liam Cohen, though, seriously, did an excellent job of making his guys be resilient and keep their heads in the game and really believe in themselves. Like, they just looked serious. They just looked laser focused. And, you know, at one point in the game, I was like, this is going to be the battle of who's going to beat themselves. And I think I was right, and we did. And it's, yeah.
So I got a couple questions, maybe just the way you're seeing the field, and I don't always see the field as good as you because I don't play Madden and stuff. So, A, I did not, I thought I took a quick mental note but didn't put it down. Like, am I not seeing, like, our simulated pressures? Like, where is all of our, all of a sudden one of our cornerbacks comes in? I didn't think, I hardly saw that. Am I wrong, or at least a lot less compared to other games?
I saw one play where we did a cornerback blitz.
Well, what the hell? We usually do that when it's necessary. Why did we not dial that up?
On that play, Trevor called it out. He said, can 22 or something like that, and sure enough, he said it right before he hiked. He said, check 22 or something like that, and 22 blitzed, and they picked him up, and it was perfect. Like, I think we're just backing off a little bit.
Since when does that stop us?
I'm not totally against it. I'm not totally against it, because I'm telling you, like, especially the Chargers picked us apart on that. Like, our blitzes were not effective.
But do we need simulated pressure. That was game one. We don't get regular pressure, not sacks.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We definitely have a lower sack rate this year. Chris especially does.
I mean,
I'm also sick of seeing Chris on the outside. Stop doing that.
I wish he'd just stay inside. And that's the other thing I was going to bring to you as far as what I was just seeing, but I don't see things as well. And that's that it just seemed like there was so much clear field right up the middle. What was happening there? Every time I looked, it looked like our defense had been split in half. And there was just a giant amount of field up the middle. Was that just routes, or what was it? I just couldn't believe how much.
I'm not sure. It could be their concepts with their routes. I'm not really sure, but that did happen a lot. And Trevor got most of his scrambles were like that.
Yeah. A. B. I don't understand how we can allow that when we can stop Lamar Jackson. I don't understand that. Like, what's going on there?
Probably just a lack of planning for it. You know, with Lamar, you absolutely plan for it. You know, with Trevor, it's like, I'm not that worried about it. And so, you know, he hasn't.
But how do you not do that containment scenario? Isn't containment scenario always a good idea, especially when you don't usually get the sacks? I mean,
right.
And you'd think they'd adjust to that. Our defense in some ways just didn't look at all to me as ferocious or even like the same defense in many ways.
The first half, I really liked how we were hitting really hard and we looked really aggressive. But yeah, no, we completely backed off in the second half, completely.
Yeah, that just doesn't even seem like I don't want to be conspiratorial, but that's where I go. If I were to be conspiratorial, and I am by just implying it, like, what the hell's with the game plan being totally different? Anyway. It's a bad loss, a bad, bad loss, a very, very bad loss, because we had everything was before us. Philly looks mortal. The Bills look mortal. The Chargers have come right back. We can now be on top of things. Crazy. That's all I got for the Jags Chiefs. Of course, we can still do it. I never just count them out. But that was a bad, bad loss.
Yeah. Well, and my thing is, when it's just mental mistakes that is beating you, yes, we're going to be fine. I know we're going to be fine, and we're going to find ways to win games, but I don't think we're going to fix the problem of why we lost this game. I think we'll continue to do just enough. Like, Patrick will pull us out because he's Patrick, you know. But I just don't, you know, and the reason I don't think we'll fix the mistake that we do of every time that we get a lead, we let every team come back and make it close, is because I thought we would fix it 2 years ago, and we've just continued, more than 2 years ago, actually. We haven't won blowouts in like 5 years. consistently, that is. It would just let teams get right back into the game constantly. And, you know, what really bothers me about that, too, is you tarnish Patrick's legacy a little bit. You know, anybody who actually sits there and watches Chiefs games consistently that wasn't a Chiefs fan would be like, man, Patrick sure can never put someone away in the third or the second. Like, you know, it's really and it's not his fault. It is Andy's fault. And it is especially now Matt Nagy's fault. Screw him. I hope he gets fired. Because I think we'll just continue to do stupid crap like this, but get away with it enough because we have a once-in-a-lifetime talent, you know, and it keeps him from being fired. But, yeah, that's my thoughts there. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'll say for the AFC standings, I know it's getting close, but once we get Rashee, it potentially looks wildly different. But right now you've got the Colts, the Bills, the Broncos, the Jags. I don't know why the Broncos are up there. Are they already beat 3-2? Hold on. No, I'm sorry. Colts, Bills, Steelers, Chargers.
Patriots. Patriots up there?
Steelers, Chargers, and the Patriots would be 7. The Broncos would be 6. And the Jaguars would be 5.
Gotcha.
So, and that's actually before the Jaguars win tonight, so I'm not sure where that adjusts it. But that's top 7, and we're sitting there at 8. So right at the moment, we're out the outside looking in. And the thing is, if you have somebody in your division that's ahead of you, but we're not far from the division, but we have to really get in gear. You know,
this was supposed to be the game that was like, okay, everything's fine, we're winning the division again. And now it's like, man, now we have to have a multiple week climb back, and it's going to be a harder one now. Like, it's, man.
And somebody's, the Broncos' schedules is really letting up. Like, it's super easy outside of the Steelers overseas. Yeah, the Broncos' schedule, we're talking, I think, both New York teams in a row or some crap. I lied. It's not even the Steelers next. Their next game is the New York Jets. And then after that, it's, let me see here.
Giants.
Cowboys. So both New York teams in a row. And the Giants at Mile High.
I'm going to say the Cowboys will beat them.
Dallas can beat them. But then they've got Houston, which they can beat. It is at Houston, so maybe Houston keeps looking better. And then they got Vegas. So they could win easily 3 of the next 5 and possibly 4 of the next 5. Whereas ours, I think the hardest part of ours is mostly out of the way, but not exactly, because we got Detroit next week. At least it's at home, I believe. I think you said that. But still, you gotta be on it. You got Vegas, you got Washington, which is winnable, however. Then you've got Buffalo, and then you've got Denver. So your next 5 is a lot harder than Denver's next 5. And then you've got Indy after that. And then you've got Dallas, which is looking better. So,
and by the way, Mahomes has never beat Goff, and Indy has a winning record against him, I think, which is really weird.
Yeah. So
maybe not if you include the playoffs.
Just another reason this was an important game for both, just kind of, you know, belief and everything else. So, we will do a predictive. We'll do a prediction, or are we going to do a prediction?
Yeah.
That's our main episode. So we'll record that Saturday and predict the entire schedule, except for Thursday. What is Thursday Night Football this week? We have no plan. We have no plans to predict that one, but just curious. Maybe we'll throw, if we just know for sure that's where we stand, we can have a race, and we can, if we know for sure that's where we stand, then just say it. And then we'll be on the record. What is Thursday?
Yeah, let's see. Thursday Night Football this week is Philly and New York. I will not be predicting that, and I won't be watching it.
Philly at New York.
Yep. Don't care. I mean,
Giants or Jets?
Giants. Philly's gonna win, but it's gonna be by about 6.
Yeah. We decided we didn't have time. We are thinking of grabbing a couple of reacts to other games, but we're not in a good enough mood for it.
Yeah.
We can't find the energy.
If you have Amazon Prime just to watch Thursday Night Football, I'm going to go ahead and use it. You're gay, and I'm not gay, so I won't be watching it.
Yes, you used it. You got the term in. Yes.
All right. Retarded and gay in this episode.
Hey, that's not even an insult because, listen, there. Thanks to someone who I think I am informally restricted from mentioning, there are a lot more gay football fans than there used to be 2.5 years ago. So you might be using Amazon Prime and being quite a football fan.
Pop on over to a Minnesota Vikings game and look at the cheerleaders over there. They got a couple of
Oh, do they?
You know, men.
Do they? Somebody said the game tonight there was some tub out there, like a glass sided pool or something in the Jaguar Stadium, something.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
They have a pool.
Yeah. Did you see any hotties in there? I missed it.
No, I didn't see the pool this game. I was probably squatting some really manly weight,
probably.
But no, like you said, it's not an insult. I'm going to quote the great Boondocks. It's an astute observation. I saw gay, so I said gay.
It is what it is. It doesn't even actually mean your sexuality. It's just kind of like, oh, come on, man. You're more manly than that. That's all it means.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you see your buddy and he's like leaning against the table and he's got his hip popped out. It's like, you're gay.
What's going on there?
It's actually gay.
It's not a popping out your hip. What's going on there?
All righty.
Well, I appreciate it. Better times ahead. Again, Rashi is coming to rescue us, and all of a sudden, Rashi will also, hopefully, he'll pop Nagy upside the head with a stone on his way back in the building, and Nagy's brain will suddenly work better. I don't know. Or,
hopefully,
you know,
his driving skills will take Nagy out on the way to work.
Yeah, maybe he'll take out his knee or something. And then that'll pop his head and against the ground. I kid. I wish nothing. I know actual harm against anybody. But sometimes you hope and pray that somebody doesn't have their head up their ass quite as much as they do. And I always hope and pray that for Nagy or whatever. And everybody's going to say, if you haven't heard, we'll state it in 15 seconds. I know that Andy Reid calls the plays, but there's something wrong with the partnership. It's very easy to see. Just compare Bieniemy and Andy versus Nagy and Andy. It's very easy to see there's something wrong with a partnership. Yeah. I need to go no further in my investigation than that. Just look at the offense with Bieniemy. All right.
That's
my
favorite thing is when I see someone with an intelligent mind comment about how terrible Matt Nagy is at coordinating the offense, which is his job. And then immediately I see some 56-year-old woman reply to it and be like, Andy calls the plays. Should we fire Andy? You know, thinking that she's intelligent. And no, she is also retarded, as I like to say. And, you know, Matt Nagy is bad at coordinating offense.
And or getting discipline on offense. And or implementing detail and attention on offense. Or something, or all of the above. Or being a good sounding board for Andy. Something. Because
so the requirements of coordinating offense.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. Don't go anywhere after Nephew. I've got something I need to tell you. Oh, that's inside baseball. Scales of Truth right there. You guys are behind the curtains. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Please go ahead and listen to the regular episodes as well because I'm putting up some hot stuff over there, baby. You want some truth? You want some truth dropping? Just go over to regular Scales of Truth, homie. All right, again, thanks for listening, everybody.